If you're a podcast junkie like I am, you've probably thought about starting your own podcast. I can tell you firsthand that starting your own podcast was the best decision that I ever made in my life. Buzzsprout is the easiest and hands down the best way to launch a professional podcast. In fact, it's so good, Buzzsprout has already helped over 100,000 people launch their own podcast. Buzzsprout will get your podcast on the major directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. You even get a great-looking website, audio players that you can drop into other websites, details, statistics to see who's listening to your podcast, tools to help promote your episodes, and on and on. Plus, Buzzsprout provides the necessary resources for podcasters to learn the ins and outs of podcasting from the people that eat, drink, and breathe podcasting. To start your own podcast and get a $20 gift card from Amazon, follow the link in the show notes to get started on your podcasting adventure today. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a professional podcast. Welcome to today's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. I'm your host, Byron Pringle, and if you have not done so, hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss another episode of our podcast. And if you love what we do here at the Rise Up Motivational Podcast, please go ahead and give us a rating and review wherever you're streaming this episode from. Your reviews helps our podcast be seen organically by more people. So go ahead and give us a rating and a review. I would greatly appreciate it. So on last week's episode, we talked about managing your emotional wellness, but now we are going to talk about the other side of the coin. Yes, your physical wellness is just as important as your emotional wellness. Last week, we also introduced the start of the Rise Up 7-Pillar Program and how each pillar plays an important part in your overall wellness and ultimately your well-being. We are breaking down pillar number one, which is entitled wellness. Within this pillar, we have two sub-pillars, emotional and physical. So today, that is what we are going to be talking about, is your physical wellness. And if you want to listen to our emotional wellness sub-pillar one, go ahead and stream the previous episode and you can kind of catch up to speed with that. But before we get started today into today's episode, on last week's episode, we talked about your emotional wellness, and I challenged everyone last week in what steps you can take to better improve your overall emotional wellness. So that was a challenge I sent out, and I received a message from a Dwayne from Dallas, Texas. Now, Dwayne wrote into the show, and he said, and I quote here, "My emotions have not been in check for a while. My emotions usually got the best of me. Since the last episode, I've been taking a step back and realizing that there are some things that I'm just not in control with, and I'm acceptant to that now. I'm choosing to be happy and, in your words, to be a bit more optimistic. It's been great since." And so, thank you, Dwayne, for writing into the show. I really appreciate it. Now, if you can head over to our page on Facebook and send me a message and let me know you heard today's episode, I would be happy to reward you with an Amazon gift card. Just send me a message, Dwayne, and we'll go ahead and connect here soon. So now, what if I told you today, if you could live 3 years longer? So imagine that. You can live 3 years longer. What would you do with those 3 years of your extra life? Would you spend it traveling? Would you spend more time with your children or your grandchildren? What if I told you that it is possible to add years to your life if we start taking charge of our physical wellness? Interestingly enough, I found an article on the medical school studies here on Harvard University, and they found that as little as 15 minutes of physical activity a day can increase your lifespan by as much as 3 years. So, I mean, that just blows my mind. So if we take 15 minutes out of your day, and there's 24 hours in a day, so 15 minutes of physical activity, it can ultimately expand your life expectancy by 3 years. So the benefits increases with each minute of activity you add as well. So, I mean, interesting enough, if we can block out 15 minutes in our day, I mean, we can ultimately live longer and be happier, be more productive. Now, however, there are other factors in our life that are killing us over time here on Earth that are 100% preventable. So recently, the CDC conducted a research on physical wellness, and they came out with the Big Four. So the Big Four are things that are absolutely 100% preventable. But if we don't take challenge in these Big Four items, they can ultimately put you into an early grave. So number one on the list from the CDC research is obviously tobacco use. Tobacco use greatly reduces your life span. It has numerous health factors that will decline your health rapidly. Smoking causes cancer, heart disease, increases your chance for stroke, diabetes, and because of cigarette smoking, is now the leading preventable cause of death in the United States. So number one cause of death in the United States is tobacco use. Cigarette smoking causes well over 480,000 deaths in the U.S. alone, which makes about 1 in 5 deaths. So that's crazy to think about. So if you line 10 people up, 2 of the 10 will die because of tobacco use. So, I mean, that's a scary statistic. So almost, we're bridging almost 500,000 people die each year because of tobacco use. So it just, I don't know if, I mean, if that statistic doesn't scare you, I mean, I don't know what will. So let's move on. Number two on the list is the excessive use of alcohol. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I've had my share of drinks and such like that, but it's when you just need to know when to stop or when you need to take a few steps back. So, but here again, alcohol impacts on your body the moment that you take your first sip. So when you take your first sip of alcohol, it starts impacting your body right then, right there. While an occasional glass of wine with dinner is not cause of concern, but cumulative effects of drinking wine, beer, and spirits can take a toll, and an excessive consumption can lead to deadly effects on your brain, your heart, your liver, pancreas, and your immune system. So next time when you're out with your spouse, your family, or whomever, instead of asking for a drink menu, why don't you ask for a nice cold glass of water and treat your body the way it should be treated? Hey everyone, real quick here. If you're a small business owner, rather if you manage a dentist's office, a chiropractor firm, a law office, or if you're even a fellow podcaster like myself and you're looking for a way to broaden your audience to attract more clients, Facebook currently has well over 2.6 billion active users as of early 2020. And to help drive these users to your company, we are working with Facebook with their ad campaign manager to help small and medium-sized businesses like yours to leverage this amazing tool to help grow their business. If you're looking for a way to drive more traffic to your business and to help build a strong customer base at the fraction of the cost, please contact us today so that we can set up a marketing ad campaign for your organization. Contact us today by emailing the show on our Facebook page, and let's work together today to build a more profitable business for you tomorrow. All right, let's go ahead and get you back to the show. Now, the third item, and probably the most important one that most people take for granted, is nutrition. Good nutrition is essential for keeping you healthy across your lifespan. A healthy diet helps children grow and develop properly and reduces their risk of chronic diseases, including obesity. Adults who eat a healthy diet live longer, and that's a proven fact, and have a lower risk of obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain cancers. Healthy eating can help people with chronic diseases manage these conditions and prevent complications. So poor nutrition has several harmful effects that can lead to obesity, heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and different effects in the brain function, and yes, even cancer. upsetting enough, these cancers make up to about 40% of all cancer diagnoses. And can you guess what the fourth item is on the list? So yes, the CDC says the lack of physical activity makes the list, number four. With regular physical activity can improve your muscle strength, boost your endurance. Exercise delivers oxygen and nutrients to your tissues and helps your cardiovascular system work more efficiently. And with your heart and lung health improve, you have more energy to tackle daily chores. So now we've covered all four key items that can greatly impact your physical wellness. What can we do to improve our current health position? The only person that can really answer that question is you, to be honest. How can we overcome these habits? Now, do you smoke? What is your plan on stop smoking? Do you enjoy a cold beer, a cold drink more than often? Maybe instead of ordering that drink, maybe making a goal to have maybe a drink a week. Do you follow a strict diet? What was the last thing you ate? I mean, can you honestly say that? Me, it was Honey Nut Cheerios and 2 cups of coffee. So, yeah. but does it provide the nutrients that you need to function? Or will what you've just got done eating weigh you down and make you feel worse here later on in your day? Do we have a fitness plan in place? And if so, how are we planning on implementing this plan? Now, experts say you should aim for at least 30 minutes a day to maintain health and reduce your risk of health problems. So that's what the CDC says, is 30 minutes. So, I mean, I think 30 minutes is a reasonable goal. I know earlier I said 15 minutes, which I think 15 minutes should be a minimum, but 30 minutes is probably the most desired time frame to really get your heart rate going and help shed those pounds away and lead you into a healthier and absolutely more productive lifestyle. So once we become in control of our physical wellness, we will then develop a healthier state of mind. Several studies have found that exercise helps depression. Now, there are many views as to how exercise and following a proper diet can help with people with depression. And some of these items are, you know, exercise may block negative thoughts or distract you from daily worries. Exercise with others provides an opportunity for increased social contact. Increased fitness may lift your mood and improve your sleeping patterns. Exercise may also change levels of chemicals in your brain, like serotonin and stress hormones. So there you have it. Several great benefits on managing your physical wellness. So today I'm challenging all of you. What are we doing today that we can do different for tomorrow? Is it switching up our eating habits? Or maybe it's taking a 30-minute walk after supper. That's what I occasionally do after I eat. I usually go out on a walk. It helps me, you know, digest the food that I just got done eating, and helps clear my mind. You know, anything helps, regardless how small the measure is. You owe it to yourself, your friends, and your family, your children, and yes, even your grandchildren to come, if you don't already have grandchildren, to be here as long as you can. Do not cut your life short because of a few bad decisions. Bad decisions that are 100% preventable. I repeat, do not cut your life short. You deserve to be here as long as you can with your family and friends. So that's all I have for you on today's episode. Please do me a huge favor and share this message with someone you know and love. And I'm going to leave you the same way at the end of every single episode, to make it your God-given mission to be a blessing in someone's life. And don't forget, next episode, we are going to start Pillar 2, relationships. So we're wrapping up with wellness. Again, I really appreciate all you guys and your support and love. And I really hope you guys have an amazing, amazing day.